Last November, a voter-approved initiative allowed 40 charter schools to open in our state over the next 5 years. These are schools that are run outside the administration and allowed to do things that public schools can't do entirely. It came after numerous defeats of previous charter school initiatives at the polls. Charter schools are still being contested in the courts, but their introduction proceeds. In fact, yesterday, Washington's Charter School Commission released their request for proposals for groups applying to start charter schools. Steve Sundquist is chair of the commission. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you for having me, Russ.
Are any of these challenges to charter schools still in the courts to be resolved? Are they going to hold things up at all?
They are not going to hold things up, but there is a challenge to the law in the court system now in King County Superior Court.
Now, Washington's the 42nd state to approve charter schools. What's in the request for proposals for groups here that would like to run charter schools? How are they different from other states? What did you learn from seeing how they did it?
Well, I think the nice thing about being 42nd is that there have been lots and lots of learnings across the country, and we've been able to benefit by putting together what we think is a very wide-ranging application which covers the sort of issues which are clearly now critical to success in the charter school community. So as you would expect, we've got lots and lots of questions about the educational program, the school calendar, the intended culture, the discipline program, but also about the finances of the school, since these are run by nonprofits, about the nonprofit governing board, about the potential facilities. So we really are covering the waterfront with this application.
Yeah, how about that? I understand they have to be nonprofits, but can they be a nonprofit arm of a for-profit company?
They must be nonprofits, and they must be governed by an explicit nonprofit board. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Now, charter schools have received some criticism for high teacher turnover elsewhere. What will the commission do to ensure that charter schools are staffed by high-quality teachers, particularly in the first year?
Well, under the law, Ross, charter schools are required to hire highly qualified teachers per the federal definition, just like any other traditional public school. So we will be looking for an application that talks about a very high-quality staff. We'll be looking at how they plan to recruit these teachers and what specifically they are planning to build from a cultural perspective in that school. So absolutely, I think you can expect a high quality of teachers.
Now, public schools have certifications for teachers that they must have in order to get those jobs and certain education requirements. Will charter schools have those same requirements?
All of those same requirements apply in the charter school community.
So absolutely. They'll have to be a certified teacher under the Seattle system?
They will, yes.
Will charter schools be under any obligation to pay their teachers the same amount as nearby public schools?
That's one of the areas where they differ. They have flexibility to set their own pay scales, and so they could choose to pay them higher, as some charters do, or to pay them lower. So they will have to come up with, if you will, an educational model that makes sense in terms of the kind of teachers they want to attract and the instructional quality that they want to deliver. But they have flexibility on that point.
I'm just wondering if they don't pay as much. And as I understand it, that's one of the areas of flexibility that charter schools welcome. Will they be able to attract the high-quality teachers that they'll just want to go to the public school where they could get paid more?
Well, and as you can expect, then that would be a key question for the Charter School Commission as we think through an application. If mm-hmm. the intention is to pay less, then how do you expect to find the quality instructors that that we would want in those classrooms serving those kids?
How are you going to parse the quality of the applicants for charter schools? How are you going to figure out that this is a high-quality application?
Well, we have help from some national consultants who've done this work across the country. And what we'll do is we'll put together teams that will consist of people with national expertise in this as well as local expertise. And so we'll have a very good screen, I think, on the initial applications. Then there's an interview process. Then there are public hearings. And I think the process is intensive enough through all of the different ways that we can gather information that we're going to have a very strong view into each of these applicants and their strengths.
You know, we talked to a couple of the people who said they were going to apply to start charter schools, and they both have public school background. So would an applicant who had public school background, would how they performed at the public schools they worked at in Washington State be part of the process whereby you would review their application?
Presumably, yes. We're looking for high-quality educators who are excited about teaching kids, particularly at-risk kids, and we're looking to understand their vision for the school, how they've done in their prior experiences, whether in the traditional public system or perhaps in a private system, and what they're going to bring to the kids. So all of that gets a thorough check in this process.
And let's take another example. Say a nonprofit group from out of state that runs charter schools in New York or wherever applies for one of these charter schools here in Washington State. How will you check them out? I mean, how extensive is it? Are you going to send someone to see how their schools operate in that other location? What will you do to check out them out?
Well, I think they're going to have to come here to talk to us. Yeah. So we're going to have lots and lots of in-person time with them. Like I said, we've got a national review team that helps us do the initial screening of this. These schools all have well-published track records because they are public schools, and as a consequence, their results are matters of public record. And so there is certainly research required to understand what that track record looks like, Ross, but it's out there, and we will have it in hand when we evaluate their application.
So the request for proposals is out now. How big is it? How long is it? Is it pretty tough?
It is a long application. The information that is required to think through an applicant is intensive because running a school is hard. It's not easy. There are financial questions. There are questions of governance. There are certainly lots of educational questions, and so the application is 35 pages long.
Do they have to have a proposed location for where the charter school would be?
Well, we would expect them to communicate and give us an intention of what community they're trying to serve. They don't need to have a facility yet at the time that they apply, but we are going to be asking them about their plans to acquire a facility. And so that becomes a part. Let's say a school wants to serve a particular community in our state but doesn't yet have the facility. They indicate what they're looking for to us, and if we think it's a high-quality proposal and we want to approve it, then we make it a condition of the final approval that in the period after approval but before they open, they have to have acquired the facility.
How will you ascertain their financial stability? Will they be required to present bank statements to show that they're financially viable and able to pull this off?
Clearly. That's a big part of this. There are many, many gifted educators out there, Ross, and I think we're going to see a number of them step forward as applicants. But they need to be prepared or paired, if you will, with strong financial people and who are able to present a good financial plan. We're going to be looking at bank records. We're going to be checking on insurance coverage, all the sort of things that go into taking on an institution like this.
Now, we didn't have any trouble finding a couple of the groups that were going to apply for this. Do you have any sense of how many applications you're going to get for these 40 slots?
You know, we don't know yet. And remember, each year, only 8 are allowed to approve. It's speculative. I would expect this first year, since we're coming into this new and people are just beginning to hear about it in the state of Washington, I expect somewhere in the vicinity of a dozen or so applications.
And will you be looking at them being geographically spread around the state? Could all 8 end up on the east side of the state or the west side of the state?
Any of those combinations is possible. The state commission, which we're a part of, can approve a charter school anywhere in the state of Washington. So I think we will see applicants both on the west side and on the east side in rural communities and in urban settings.
When does the application period close for these first 8?
November the 22nd. So this is a 2-month window in which applicants need to get their application ready, and they need to indicate through a letter of intent to us by the 22nd of October their intention to apply, even though their application doesn't have to be done. That helps us do some planning for the fall.
Okay, so you'll get the applications in November, and then how long will it take you to decide who will be granted the charters?
We then have up until the 24th of February in 2014 to complete that work, so it's about a 3-month window.
And when would we see the first charter schools opening?
The first schools could open as early as the fall of 2014. There may be a charter, let's say, that we approve that wishes to take a planning year. That's allowed under the law, so it could be the fall of 2015.
But there will be a time limit on it. If they get the charter, they've got to start it either next year or a year later, but they can't just hold on to it.
Just sit on it. If you end up in a hardship situation, they can apply to the commission for one extra year, but that's the extent of it. We expect most of them will want to go right away or take one planning year and be ready.
And then about a year from now, you'll open up the second set of 8?
Absolutely. We'll go through this process again next year on what will become the regular schedule. So absolutely, yeah. This will continue on.
If some of the applicants don't come through of your initial 8 who you approve, will those charter schools get thrown back into the pot? In other words, might you open 9 or 10 if a couple of the first 2 wash out?
It's certainly possible. An applicant can come back multiple times. So if, for instance, we were to not approve an application, we will be giving those folks feedback about what we found to be not quite up to snuff in their application. They may go back and want to fix that and apply again.
Will you waitlist any applicants so that maybe they don't get in the first time around, but they were very close, so that if someone who did apply and they're proposal doesn't work out, would you allow someone else in who maybe didn't make the first cut?
So what will happen is we'll either approve or not approve.
Okay.
But if we approve, but between we and the Spokane School District, which is the other authorizer in the state, if somehow we approve more than eight between the two entities, the State Board of Education then decides which of the eight go forward in year one. The others get waitlisted for a future year.
And finally, what's going to be your judge of success? Let's assume that these eight schools open a year from now. What will you be looking for in 2015, a year after they've been open? What results would you expect?
I think we're hoping that we will see some very high-quality options come, particularly to serve our most at-risk students. And so we're going to see those kids, hopefully, being better served in their communities, with they and their families having more choices for good educational
life. Would you be willing to quantify that? How much? What do you mean by better served? Do you expect to see test scores up? By how much? What would be the measurement of that?
We certainly expect to see test scores up, and I think there will be other non-quantitative measures of that, perhaps attachment to education as a positive thing, not necessarily a quantitative thing.
Steve Sundquist is chair of the Washington State Charter School Commission. They just came out with their request for proposals for groups applying to start charter schools in our state. It'll be the first time this happened, and we'll talk to you as this goes on. It's going to be a very interesting process. Steve, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me, Russ.
It's The Record on KUOW.